Welcome to the Morvent podcast. I'm talking today with Marco Giancroce, the co-owner of Morvent. And Marco, I've got to say, I do this when I leave, so I need to know if it's the right thing to do or not for my system. When I'm leaving the house, do I just turn the temperature up so the air doesn't come on, or should I turn it off completely? I need your professional advice on this one.
Well, this is a hot topic. We like to kind of stay away from this, especially when there's wives and husbands involved. But the best thing to do is it's okay to turn the air conditioner up 2 to 3 degrees. It will reduce your runtime. Mm-hmm. However, once we pass that point of 3 degrees, we really put the air conditioner in a position where when it does come back on, it has to work really, really hard to get the temperature back down to where you like it. A lot of that reason is because the function of air conditioning is really the removal of humidity first. Mm-hmm. By not allowing your air conditioner to actually function, your house will fill back up with moisture and humidity just naturally. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the way it is. And again, knowing that the primary function of air conditioning is dehumidification, the system has to work really, really hard to get that moisture out of the air first, and then it'll begin to drop temperature. So by setting your thermostat up 2 to 3 degrees, it puts the system in a position where it'll come on frequently, and it'll maintain that humidity level in your home. And when you do decide to come back to your home and you drop it down by, again, 2 or 3 degrees, the system doesn't have to work so hard to get you back to your desired temperature.
Would you recommend the 2 to 3 degrees as opposed to turning the system off?
Absolutely. I mean, again, turning your system off is going to put your air conditioning system in a position where when you do turn it back on, it has to work really, really hard and longer to get the humidity back out of the home rather than just maintaining it. The best analogy is it's similar to driving your car on the highway versus driving your car in the city. Mm-hmm. You consume a lot more energy with starting and stopping in town. But when you drive on the highway, even though you're going longer distances, your gas mileage or your miles per gallon tend to go up because you're just maintaining a constant speed.
Would you say the same thing then? Turning your system all the way up to 80 when you leave is probably going to have the same effect as turning it off completely. Is that what you're saying?
Depending on what your desired temperature is. Mm-hmm. So if your desired temperature is 75 degrees or 74, 73, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That system's going to have to work really, really hard to get back down to that temperature.
So it sounds like those of us who are trying to do that are obviously trying to cut back on the utility bill. We've also talked about getting the system serviced so that the system is working efficiently. Tell us a little bit about that servicing that you do at Morvent on our air conditioners.
Well, under our club membership program, we come out to the home, our trained technicians come out and perform a full system cleaning. In fact, we call it a preventative maintenance. And by having all the components within your system cleaned, it gets the system back to factory fresh condition or as close to factory fresh condition as we can. When your components within the furnace and air conditioner are clean, the system can breathe a lot easier. And when it can breathe a lot easier, it can effectively and efficiently do its job.
Well, you heard it here. Marco's professional advice is turn it up a couple degrees when you leave, but not off and not all the way up 10 degrees higher, because that's actually going to cost you more in the long run. So I've learned something today. I'm pretty sure some of our listeners have too. If you have any more questions about that or want some more advice from Marco, you can call him and his team at 610-444-3333.